You've said that you are here to listen.
That's right.
What have you heard?
What I've heard, no matter who I've spoken with, is that this is a special place. This part of Utah, the stories that have existed for many thousands of years that are left in the archaeological record that continue in the tribal connections to these lands. I've heard that from people who are opposed to additional protections, and I've heard that from people who are hoping for additional protections. The reality is this is a special place. I've heard that universally. I've also heard that there are different ways that people would like to see that get done. There's legislation in the Public Lands Initiative. There are people that would like to see that happen, but they want to make sure that certain provisions are in there. And then there is a contingent, as we've heard from this evening, from the Intertribal Coalition that supports a national monument designation. And I'm listening to all of those points of view.
You've been also visiting sites. What have you seen?
I've been out with several archaeologists. I've seen incredible pictographs and petroglyphs, some dating back really 12,000 years with the change from the Ice Age to our present day. I've seen dwellings that have been really from, well, many thousands of years old to hundreds of years old, and that reflect the different types of architecture and structure that were used. I've seen corn cobs present in granaries that have been there for thousands of years, which is just incredible. But I've also seen damage. I've seen petroglyphs that have been defaced with graffiti. I've seen people's initials carved in areas that otherwise would have been really untouched for many thousands of years. Had the area around here not been looted over decades, maybe hundreds of years, I don't know, I would have seen baskets and blankets, but those are all long gone. But there is so much evidence of tribes from a variety of different areas that are here that really recognize this as part of their homeland. It's really incredible.
Is what you've seen and what you've heard relevant for all Americans?
I think there's no question it's relevant for all Americans. And frankly, it's relevant to visitors to the United States of America, too.
How important is this in terms of history, then?
This is an incredibly important place in terms of history and prehistory. We have stories in these landscapes here that we can date back long before we started keeping historical records. In talking with the archaeologists on this trip, the ability to examine tree rings and date some of the trees that are still used and in great shape in these structures is a way to help us get a window into what things were like there, and also, frankly, a window into how things have changed. Not only changed since contact and development, but also changed with regard to the climate. So there are many, many stories that we can learn from, historic and prehistoric, that can help shape how we choose to live on these lands in the future.
So protecting that history, that must be a burden.
Protecting history is not a burden. It is a joy. From the National Park Service, which is America's storyteller in so many ways, to honoring the trust and treaty obligations to Native Americans, that makes us all smarter about how we live together in the future. It's not easy, but it is a joy.
What about the challenge part of that?
Well, I think that as there's become greater visibility, and you know, for all the blessings of the internet and all the blessings of GPSs, it has driven more traffic to some of these areas. And so we are facing this a bit of a dilemma. So if you can imagine a situation where perhaps we have Native Americans that are curating these sites, that are helping people understand what's here and interpreting them, but in the same time protecting them, that's really important. And I think that a cooperative relationship with tribes, with the federal land managers, with the states, with the counties, will give us the ability to do that, and then these places will be here for future generations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
You too.